סימן שין יוד זיין סעיף דלת. קוישרים דלי, a person is allowed to tie a pail that he goes to take water out of the well, out of the bear, במשיחו אוי באבנת, means his belt, וכיוצא בוי, אבל לא בחבל, not with a rope. Why? Because it's a קשר של קיומו, he will leave it there. ואין המילה בדלים הקבועים בבויר. These pails that are meant to be in the boir the whole time. אבל דלים שלנו שאינם קבועים בבויר, אין אי קשר של קיום. But our ones, our דלויים, that we use in the house and we don't leave it forever inside the boir for collecting the water, for taking out the water. So במילה the קשר is not considered the קשר של קיום. And במילה you're allowed to tie it. So the halacha is a very simple halacha. When it's a kesher shel kayoma, you're not allowed to. This is a normal chevel. Kesher she'eino shel kayoma, b'meshicho, b'avnet, you're allowed to. U'bedloim shelonu, even b'chevel, it's not a chevel, it's kesher shel kayoma. The Mishneh Berurah here adds a couple of sofes. Siv kodem chavov, dli. Siv z'ayik shekoysho dli laber, she'ir bo'elishay b'mayim, he ties it. The knot from the string to the beheir that he could go to take out the water. Vehu adin. Shenisak chevel shalat li gufe. To tie it to the dli. The meshicha v'av mit mutar. Ubechevel osu, bechevel you're not allowed to. Im loy be'aniva that we will learn by Hashem in Seif Hei that aniva is bichlal nishken ma'ise kesha. Ve'afilu im yachshav l'kosh reshom rak lefisho. Gam ken osu. What would be if he's planning to do it only for a couple hours? And then he's planning to open the chevel. So l'chu'ure, the chevel is also not oymed liyos le'olam. Even so, it's also. And the shaila is why? He's not oymed to be le'olam. L'chu'ure had to be the halacha that it's mutter. So the Sharatzion says this is a mokor to what he said in the beginning of the simen, that a kesher that is also liyos le'olam. Even if I do it l'shoah, it's also. This is the reason, by Chevel, while normally the Dli is oymed to be kosher forever, that I could take out water, so even if you're doing it L'sho, it's also. This is the Mishneh Berurah. I think maybe that you could say a different pshat here, and Lefi that will not be a raya. We'll have to see the next Seif in the Mishneh Berurah. V'meshicho hi be'avne. Du'uchoshi ve'ene mevatel shom. He will not leave it there forever. והקשר שאינו של קיום, it's not considered the קשר של קיום, אבל בחבל, אפילו בחבל בגרדיה חושב וחבל, גם כן עושו. He's not planning to leave that very expensive חבל tied there in the bear. וגזרינו לתו חבל דאלמה, ודאי נחושב ודאלקה לבד לשם, ואבי של קיום, and this is the Gemara and Shabbos. So חזר וגויזר, חבל דגרדיה, אותו חבל דאלמה. If this is the pshat, so could we have another answer? So when a person does by chevel, even if he's intending to open it in a couple hours, could be chazal asin already. Like the asin by chevel de garbi that he's not planning to do forever, or to chevel de alme. So could be here we already found a gzera. But some a person that makes a kesher and aldas to open, with double shei dalga to open, could be taka enoch and ami etzvuta. והן המילה בדלויים הקבועים בבויר, אבל דלויים שלנו שהם קבועים בבויר, אין הקשר של כיום. רוצה לומר, ועושיד לחזור ולידר את הדלי משום. He's not able to leave the dli there forever. So the male is not also, ואין בביור הלוכה. And this ביור הלוכה here is a very, very sadistic ביור הלוכה to all of the הלוכה of Koisha. The ביור הלוכה says that what we saw, that if it's a dli שלנו, that it's not able to be קבוע בבויר, you're allowed to. I'm a Mugin Avrom Sheitik B'shem HaTesves. Why are you allowed to bedli shalonu? She'einoi osu lamod shom zman merube. Couple days and then he takes it away. Mashma. B'shem Buas HaTesves. We learned in the beginning of the simen, mid rabbonon kesher is osu afilu lezman. Mid raisa has to be lo'ilo. What is the zman? The kolbi says 24 hours. The other sheet is hold 7 days. Less than 24 hours, you're allowed to do a kesher if it's not a maise umon. Less than 24 hours. And if it also she does less than 7 days, you're allowed to. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to leave this dli because you will take it in a couple of days. dli shalanu. Aber if you call by, you have to be also. Only if you plan to take the dli ba'oisayoy. Mashma, the redasa call by will be also even if it's more from one day. ומכל מוקים למייסה אין להחמיר בזה. דלושן זה הטה גם ארבע ראשונים, רש בורן, רית ורב המגיד. ומזה סעד גודל, להוקל במוקים הצוירך, דאפילו יויסו מיימחו למיקר של קיום הכלל עדיין. So משבור עשה איזה ביג מוקים, תסי להלוכה, that less than 7 days, it's not even a קשר דרבון, and it's מותר לכתחילה. בשעס הצוירך. Interesting that here he paskins להלוכה like that. Because maybe it's not a das mefureshes. Aber mikan sad godl, la'aloche le'maise, even that the aloche said, sad godl lo'okel mokim atzorech, we have to know that we learn in Sifkot M'chof Alef and our Simen in Sifkot M'chof Tes, and the same thing in the Sharatzion, le'kamon b'simen Shin Chof Ches, Sifkot Nun Beis, and the same thing in Simen Shin Yudalet, Sifkot Memdalet, the Mishnebu was choishesh to the Shittes, that more from 24 hours is the kesher de rabbonon, and it's also in the rabbonon. But we have to remember that we have this bir halacha here. Binagia tala levichetin, as we'll see in the hemshach. Seif hey, aniva mutor the lav kesher. And the Ramo adds, ve'afilu imaso kesher rechod lemato, and antabe ve'taniva ne'agim boyeter. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Aniva muta." The Mishnah Berurah says in the Biur Halacha, "Afilu im oisel zman merube." Aniva is not a ma'ase kesher. And the Rambam says, "Afilu im oisel kesher echad lemata and atabe v'da aniva also ne'agim boyeta." The Pashas would mashma bichlal se nishken koisho. The Mishnah Berurah explains not like that. That some Achronim learned that the Rambam was not matir in every case. That the Mechaber said it's not a ma'ase kesher. The Ramo said that even a Nival Gabi Kesher is not a Maise Kesher. But it's not a Maise Uman. But we come back to the saying that Dobo that is not a Maise Uman is also also Fesloilam and with the Rabban and Lezman. So Kesher and Nival Gabi Kesher will be also also also. Only it's not a Maise Uman. Maise Uman is also Miad, Lefi the Ramo. Mosin Mishnebu and Zaitziv Kon Choftes. Negim Boyeta. Vekosvo Achoinim. Hat er neigim heta bekesher echot lemata in edafka kshosui laatri boi beyoim. Umishun da aniva al gabi kesher adayin eino nikro maise umon. Aval im lekayob al eze zman gwin belule vekayoitze boi, osu laas is kesher lemato elo aniva bilvat. Verasha elas ishte aniva izu al gabi zu vechen yeshlinoi. Verasha elas ishte aniva zu al gabi zu vechen yeshlinoi. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the achroe that Anival Gabi Kesher is only also, only mutar lepochis mi 24 hours or 7 days, but more from that, and it's also. We have no really to machlekes. The Goen is mashma that he was matir. The Goen by us, more mefush in the Goen and Neven Ha'ezer, simen kuf samachtes, siv koden tzadiktes. Also in the Levush is mashma like that. That it's mutar in Gans, lemaise the biur halacha was machma. So the Biraloch is machta, we have to be choishes to the Biraloch. And here comes out the shayla. The Sefer Minchas HaShabbos, Simen Pei, brings down the shayla. And I go to Sefer Teire, and in our days it's not so nogea. Most of the Sefer Teire is the way you make the glila has like a click that catches together like a bulkhead, or it's from velvet, that like a scotch that catches each other. But in the old days was a string. You made a kesher and a tavet and niva. If we say here that more than 24 hours is asur, so it has to be asur to do it. Shabbos and mincha, you open it in sheni v'chamishi. Chamishi, you open it in Shabbos. So some achmirim really don't do the nat. They only go around and around and they push it inside. And as Reb Chaim Scheinberg brings down, Reb Nissim Karelitz, also should Marshag says the Katchila to be Choshesh. From Zalman Oerbach, Rebbe Yashiv said the minig was to be maker. With four tzirufim. First, maybe, the aloch is that Anibar Gabi Kesher is mutter. Less than 7 days, in Mokim HaTzerech, the Mishnibur aloch is that he allowed to. Mokim Mitzvah, we learn in Seif Aleph, is mutter. für den Rambam, umen les man ist gar nicht. Das ist nicht genommen. Sag, umen, nein, umen les man ist mutterlich hat chile. If it's more than 7 days, and this shul, they don't open the sefetere, they don't open this novi for a longer time, then you don't have the head of the bir aloch, you have the other tzirufi. If it's take le'olam, so the Shabbos wants to be machmir, because here we don't have the heter of tzarech mitzvah, we don't have the biur aloche. And it's lo ilam, but it's also within the Rambam, so the tzirufim are very shvach. Now, as another shaila, a person makes only one knot. What we have in our shoes, we have a aniva, a kesher, and on top of it a aniva. And this is the Ramah. And it's mutter if it's less than 24 hours. If you do it for more than 24 hours, stake also. Some people make a kesher and they leave the shoes and they don't open it. Stake could be a shaila. Or the Moshe, if he has a nivel, got a kesher from last week and he never opened it. We have to know if it became a din of stomach or not. Better to be makbi to open it before Shabbos. And not to do in Shabbos a kesher for more from after Shabbos. So a nivel got a kesher. Kesher himself, Shchanoch HaRav says, is garnished. One tie, without the bow on top. But if it's made from metal, and it holds, so Shlom Zalman says, this is called a Maisa Kesher. So again, one Kesher stam is garnished. The Anivel Gabi Kesher gives it a Shem Kesher. It's taki interesting. The first one is garnished. So the second one that does the second Kesher, he's the Chayef. What happens in Anivel Gabi Kesher? Where is the Maisa Kosher of the Anivel Gabi Kesher? The bottom one or the top one? Top one is only Anivel. It holds the bottom one. Yes, he's topic. If one made the bottom one, the second one made the top one. The second one, Bichayev, maybe he never made a Maisa Kosher. I asked Rabbi Yashi, a person puts glue. He makes one knot and puts glue on it. So Shlom Zalman said, if it's a metal string that doesn't go back, and he does it La'ilam Mischayev. But you know, he makes like a shoelace. But instead of doing a bow, he puts glue on it. Now it will hold. Maybe the aniva could be a part of the Maisa Kesher. Glue is garnished. Glue is garnished. Shli stop it. It's interesting because in Hilchis Lulev, and Simon Tov Reish Nun Aleph is mashma in the Mishnah Berurah that if you do one knot and then you push the strings inside, it's called the Kesher Deraisa. You do it La'ilam. Because the Kriches hold the Kesher. Shli stop it. What is the ghetto? What is the shir? So that's an interesting shaila. We have ties. But we wear the ties. Shabbos ties. The poskim cleared how to look at it. Reb Nissim is two kinds. There's one kind that if you pull the string, you just open it. You pull it, it opens and it's, everything is loose. And some are not stays. The one that you open it, it's loose. Reb Nissim Karel is one to say, this is a nivo. It's mutar lekatchile. Shlom Zalman, Reb Eliashiv hold no. It's considered a nivo al gabi kesher. And it's only mutter for less than 24 hours. So be makbid in it. Some people do the ties forever, for a couple of weeks. It's also, I do my ties for a couple of weeks because I'm not a mumche. Shaila is, I'm not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Even if I have a das to open it, we said it doesn't help. What if I'm asking someone else to do for me the tie? Now he does ties every day. But by me it's lekayoma. So we go lefi me or lefi him. And if I tell him clearly that, so maybe if I have a das to open it and he's doing it, could be it will help already. Yes, he's stopping. If, when you open it, it doesn't open completely, and that stays, I'm sure Zaman hold, it's a kesher b'rei shachut, that it's also to do. The Biur Halacha here brings down a very interesting shaila. But it's negia lemaisa. If yesh kosher ba'ichlim or ein kosher ba'ichlim. If yesh kosher ba'ichlim or ein kosher ba'ichlim. In the Rambam he says as mevur that there's no kosher ba'ichlim. And his achro is from couple Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chof Daled that yesh kosher ba'ichlim. So I want first to explain. What is the tzad of ein kosher ba'ichlim? It's two tzadim. One tzad we have l'shenis in the Rishayim because it's not kavua, it's not mevatele, it's a food. But in another Rishonim is mashma, it's a different reason. That in food is no Maisa Kosher. Like we found in Memachek, in Simen, Shin Chof Aleph, that is no Memachik Ba'ichlim. We found in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chof Sif Yutes, there's no Tzviya Ba'ichlim. We found in Shin Chof Beis, Mishneh Berurah Sif Gan Yud Beis, there's no Mechatech in Ba'ichlim. So there's no Kosher in Ba'ichlim. And as there is Mashman Rab Kivei Eger in Shin Chof Dalet, when he brings down the Marikash, he says that even if he does it lekayomo, if he defils pshat, it's only because it's not oimed lekayomo. Mishnah Berurah himself says that in Simen Shin Chof Dalet, Sif Dalet is mashma not like that. Why? Shulchan Aruch says there mutar lehatir kashim shel shiboilim, straw that is tied together. You're allowed to be matir to give it to the animal to eat. And the Ramos says v'yeshem deleishori lehatir, only if it's a kesher she'ena shel kayomo. So it's Mevur and the Ramo that is kosher even by Eichlim. Zog the Bismeir, even though the Ramo says Yeshayim Rim, everyone agrees that Yesh kosher by Eichlim. But Rav Kivayger says, no, the Shulchan Aruch learns like the Rambam, that ain't kosher by Eichlim. And Tov Kuf Tes, Siv Gimel, is Mashma Mifur Shem Shulchan Aruch, that Yesh Teufer by Eichlim. If Teufer and kosher is the same, Yesh Li Istapek. Chayodom Perek, and Klal Pei Zayin Din Beis is Mashma also that Yesh Teufer Ba'ichlim. So the Shaila if Yesh Teufer Ba'ichlim or not. The Maisa the Achroi of the Mishneh Berurah is that Yesh Kosher Ba'ichlim. So we get a sour stick, etc. Now, one more thing is, Mishneh Berurah says, V'las V'rashay Las Ishtem Nivoy Zeh Al Gavay Zeh V'chen Yesh Linoi. And it's interesting to Shail, the Shmir Shabbos Kirchos speaks about a shoe. Prison has a kesher and a aniva, but opens a lot of times. He makes another aniva on top of it. A bow on a bow. The Shmir Shabbos holds, this is called kesher al gabi kesher. And it's also. The Ruchi Shabbos says it's called aniva al gabi aniva and it's mutter. Less than 24 hours because the kesher on the bottom. When people have to do it, if the shoes are open, if they don't do it too strong, yesh le'okel. Because even kesher, yabbi kesher, that is a ma'aseh uman, we said, if it's not mehudi kol kach, it's shori.